Man, ik hoor dat ik een groot afzijde op de voetafdeling wil rijden. Ik kom in de boot.
That's Emma Maud reminding folks that it's voting day in Alaska and they can visit Manicotick City office to cast a ballot. One of the voters in Manicotick that day was Mike Toyakuk, a plaintiff in the lawsuit that prompted the increased language assistance around the state. Toyakuk's first language is Yupik. After he voted in the state's primary, he sat down to talk about the lawsuit and the election in his native language. Dillingham's Joe Chythluk and Pete Andrew translated, as Toyakuk explained that he got involved when he got a call from the Native American Rights Fund.
To let them know that some people were not pleased with the way, you know, just the process of voting everything in English. And so they called him over to ask, you know, seek his help to see if they could improve that. And that's why he got involved in working with the lawyers to try to make it better for the way, you know, for Native people that don't understand English. So,
eventually, the fund filed suit on behalf of Toyakuk and others. The settlement that resulted provided language assistance in 29 communities and 3 languages during the primary. That included sample ballots in Yupik to refer to, a translator on hand to go over the ballot with a voter, and a Yupik glossary of election-related terms for the poll workers. All of that is meant to make it easier for non-English speakers to vote and to engage in the political process, Toyakuk explained through Chythluk.
And understanding that it's a process that, you know, that they could use to, address Native concerns as well as not just a white man's concern. So they're good for the area and good for the village or good for the people.
On primary day, Lieutenant Governor Byron Mallott and others from the state traveled to Manicotick to hear from Toyakuk. Then Mike and his wife Anisha Toyakuk traveled along to 2 other Bristol Bay villages, Togiak and New Stuyahok, to see how things worked there. In each town, they saw at least 1 or 2 people get help voting, whether they looked at a Yupik sample ballot or had someone read to them in Yupik. Toyakuk wasn't just the reason for the change. He and his wife Anisha were also on the Yupik language panel this spring that helped draft the Yupik glossary in 7 different dialects. Through Chythluk, he explained that the goal was to make sure every Yupik speaker could understand the translations, not just people in one region.
One of the things that they realized, even though our dialect is mainly the same, there are a lot of terms that Kuskokwim people use to describe certain things that mean differently here in Bristol Bay. So that was part of the challenge that they saw right away.
The final version of the glossary reflects that. For many terms, like alternative voting methods and assistance, and even ballot, there are 4 different translations, depending on the region. Although the state worked to uphold its settlement agreement this year, some concerns remained. Anisha Toyakuk said she thought more could be done to improve voting, like labeling the polling place in Yupik. And in New Stuyahok, the visiting election officials discovered that the election coordinator never got the voting booth or ballot box that are usually shipped to all of the state's polling places. And not every community in Alaska had the same options for language assistance. The Toyakuk settlement, which runs through 2020, applied to just some villages, 9 in western Bristol Bay, 20 more in the Kasivlik and Yukon-Koyakuk census areas. In total, voters in more than 90 communities do receive language help under the Federal Voting Rights Act. But not everywhere is included in that. Some places, like Lake Iliamna area communities, language support isn't automatic, although a community can call the state's language assistance line and request it. Mallott told Toyakuk and those gathered in Manicotick that the lessons he learned as he visited Bristol Bay would be taken into consideration as the state prepares for October educationary elections and the November general election. Federal observers were also on hand at many polling places and sat down afterwards to debrief with him.
In the November election, the ballot's going to be much more complicated.
Yeah.
Hopefully we learn from this election what we need to do better in November and what we need to do better going forward into the future. And so the state needs to be absolutely dedicated to making sure that every qualified voter is able to understand what they're voting on.
For the general election, the voter pamphlet will go out in Yupik as well as English, as will materials about the judges up for retention. Beyond that, Mawat says the state needs to look at possible structural changes to how elections are held and could also consider expanding the language assistance to more communities. Mawat may have visited to watch how the language assistance played out at Bristol Bay polls, but he also got a little lesson in Yupik himself from Sally Williams, a longtime election worker in Togiak.
Say it one more time. Jujuklihuna. Jujuklihuna.
Jujuklihuna.
Yeah.
For KDLG, I'm Molly Dishner.
Try say it again if you could memorize it.
Jujuklihuna.